This time of year is exciting for a number of reasons. Number one, we have so many college students back with us. So college students who are back with your folks, thanks for being at Mass as you, you could have slept in this morning, but you didn't, you're here. Also, a word of welcome to Grant Dvorak, one of our seminarians from the cathedral, back home from seminary at St. John Paul II out in D.C., here with his family, helping serve Ryan Martire, another seminarian for the cathedral. So both Grant and Ryan, by the way, were graduates of 2014, the first senior class I had up at St. Mary's. So what a blessing it is to have them serve with us this morning. Today's gospel, if we were to analyze it simply as some type of literary work, what we would say the gospel is doing today and all week is what's called character development. What do I mean by that? All week, we're going to be spending time getting to know the key players, the key characters of the nativity story. So today, Zechariah. Tomorrow, Elizabeth. Wednesday, Mary. Another day, John the Baptist. So on and so forth, all week up until Christmas Eve. So we're getting the background of all these incredible events that God has been orchestrating leading up to the nativity. Now, there's one danger of describing this gospel and the gospels this week as character development. What's the danger? That we treat the nativity story as a story, as a nice thing that took place 2,000 years ago. Isn't that nice that Jesus was born? Isn't that nice that there was an ox and a donkey? Isn't that nice that Mary said yes? That we treat it almost as a story that has taken place that we just recall. But that's not Christian liturgy. That's not what God is calling us to do this week. What he's asking us to do is to enter into it. That these things are happening, that they're real, that in a sense they're timeless. That it's not something of the past, but it's something of the now that we enter into. And God has something to say to us today about them. That the nativity happens not in some vague, impersonal way, but it happens in concrete, personal ways in our lives. So the question always is what is God wanting to do for me this week? Not for my neighbor, not for my spouse, not for my kids, but for me. I'm not encouraging selfishness, but sometimes we need to ask those questions. What does God want to do for me by us entering into these incredible events that take place now? This week isn't just a birthday celebration. This week is about acknowledging the active power of God. What does he want to do for you and for me? The only one that can answer that is you.